Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started.
Well, good morning. This morning on the Life on Purpose podcast, I am having my dear friend, Becky Kopinski. We are laughing behind the scenes here. I think we were laughing when the record button first started. So welcome, Becky.
Hi, Amy. I'm happy to be here.
Becky is all the things to all the people. So I'm going to let her give her list of credentials, but she is just, in addition to all these things that she's going to list, truly special to me for many different reasons, not only because we connected through another friend, Jennifer Ford Berry, for the Focus Retreat, but just the wisdom and truth that she speaks into. I mean, if you had even just heard our conversation just minutes prior to this, we're laughing. We're not obviously recording this for video for your enjoyment. That would be a good thing today because I'm recording out of my bedroom and Becky's doing her thing from home. So, but that's what we're going to talk about today. So Becky, before we begin, share with the listeners a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Oh, thanks for asking, Amy. Well, I am at heart a writer. And so I've published several books. And out of that, I recognized a need to be able to finance my writing ministry or my writing habit, as I used to call it. And so I now am in the business of helping to coach other writers and speakers how to repurpose their content into digital products that they can sell for recurring income that helps to keep their ministries financially sustainable. So it's all tied together, right? I have a heart for writing. My books are primarily for moms and women interested in living out their values in their families and in their friendship environments and in their workplace. And so I live out my own values by working from home and building a business that supports my family at the same time my family supports my business. So it's, for me, it's all about that integration. And you and I have talked about that a lot. So in addition to writing and speaking and coaching, I am first and foremost, of course, a child of God, but a mom and a wife. And that's really what matters most to me in life. And so if I'm going to build a business, it's going to be around the values and the priorities and the needs of my family. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're talking about today, right? Because summer.
Yes, summer. Summer, the season we all love. And then there's those hints of like, ooh, I still have to do things. I still have to work. Yeah. And when you are somebody who owns your own business or you're working from home or you have that flexibility, it's not just a cut and dry, okay, we're going to be doing the same thing here. So there has to be some mindset shifts, some adjustments made. And I want you to share all of that with us. But first, I want you just to tell me from your own experience, where do you find it to be like the hardest about working from home in the summer? Because that is a transition. You know, your kids aren't committed like they were before to schoolwork. Even if they were homeschooled, there's so much more free time.
There is free time. And so my priority in the summer is to enjoy the free time, to enjoy the kids. So the struggle for me when they were younger, it was making sure that they were occupied while I had work hours. So I would set aside specific work hours and hire a babysitter, couple half days a week, maybe. So I want to make sure that when I'm not working, I'm fully present for them. And that when I am working, my attentions aren't divided because that's not fair to them either. But now that my girls are older, they're teenagers. So they're 16 and 13 this summer. And so they are largely independent, but I don't like sitting at my desk knowing that they are in the living room available and wanting to go to the pool. you know? So yeah. The struggle for me is really just knowing I still need to get work done and being okay with the fact that that means there's work time when they are going to be left to their own devices. And at their ages, they certainly can be, they probably are happy to be. But for me, it's just this whole idea of they are available. There's not homework happening right now. There aren't, you know, all sorts of activities that that are requiring their attention away from home. And if there are, I'm involved in them, right? So it's so horse riding lessons. Okay, I take my daughter to horse riding lessons or, you know, golf lessons. My husband takes our daughter to golf lessons. So there are things that are on the schedule that we inherently are doing with each other, but it's that free time, that abundance of free time that I could spend working or I could spend with them. So it's all about setting up parameters. That's what's tough for me is just knowing right now. I love talking with you, by the way. But the girls just woke up and they're waving to me from the door while I'm chatting, you know, and like, hey, mom, with a bowl of cereal, you know?
Yeah. It's so interesting though, Becky, because I do think that like they're fine. They're fine. But like we had talked about before we even hit record, it's that we want to be a part of that. And it's the struggle of not like, I don't want to get my work done because I do. And like, this is fun. And we love talking to each other. Then you see your kid over there and you're like, but I rather be doing that. You know what I mean? I'd rather pour their bowl of cereal. They don't want me to pour it, Becky. They're not.
No, they do not.
I'm going to complain that there's too much sugar in it.
Yes.
They don't want me to pour the cereal. It's my own thing. But I do think, and you mentioned this before in a prior conversation that you and I had, and I'd love you to share it with the listeners. Two things, actually. One is about having a conversation with your kids. And I think that's really important when you are creating some boundaries and just setting yourself up for success in the summer where you feel like you can savor it. Is number one, having the conversation with your kids so they can kind of respect and understand where you're coming from. And then it doesn't feel so stressful because everybody knows what the expectation is. And also the drop and do. I love that. And I think it's something that more people probably would love to just pay attention to because I think sometimes you forget you have those moments where you can drop and do. So if you can speak into both of those, that would be great.
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, having the conversation, we actually do this now on a daily basis. Sometimes it's seasonal. So I will sit down with my family and I'll say, okay, over the next 3 weeks, mom has this big project and I may not be as available. Here are the hours that I'm going to be working. If you could all be helpful, right? Do the dishes. So, you know, or just understand that I'm going to be on some extra calls. And so be prepared. This is a season of a certain number of weeks, for example, where I'm going to need you to be more independent. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that they can't come into my office. It doesn't mean that we can't still have conversations throughout the day, but they know that mom has to focus on this big project until it's done. And then we're all going to celebrate. We're all going to go out for dinner or we're going to, you know, go get a bunch of ice cream or something to celebrate. Okay, the big project is done. But then besides that, I do this now, especially in the summer on a daily basis. And I'll say, okay, here's what I've got going today. And then what I want you to do at the end of the day is, you know, X, Y, Z, here's my expectations for you. So for example, you know, I do the dishes. I want to make sure that, you know, you have had a chance to fold your laundry and read that book. Right. So that's my expectation for you. But I am going to be doing this work today, but I'm going to be done by this hour. And then let's talk about what are we going to do afterwards. So some of the parameters I place right now in the summer is I do my work in the morning and I try to cut off by noon or 1 o'clock so that when our afternoons are free, I say, okay, what are we going to do today? And we have our bucket list of things we want to get done in the summer, right? But then drop it and do it is something that I implemented years ago when it occurred to me that how many times I would say later. Let's do that later. You know, mom, can we run to the mall? Later. Mom, can you play this game with me? Later. But then I realized how later can become an entire legacy, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided instead, I'm going to look at what I'm doing in the moment. And I'm going to say, okay, for example, if my daughter's saying, can we play this game? I could take 15 minutes and stop what I'm doing, drop it and go do it. Drop it and play the board game. And that will fill her tank. It'll fill my tank. And it was a 15 minute break and I'll come back to my work refreshed. And I haven't said, no, I'll do it later, which later may never come. So when possible, and it's possible more often than we realize, I'll look at my schedule and say, can I just drop this for 15 minutes and go do the thing? And sometimes it's not 15 minutes. Sometimes it's, mom, can we go to the mall? You know what? Yeah, this project can hold over until tomorrow. So I'm just going to shut down my computer and let's go to the mall. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes really a matter of, in the moment, am I living up my values by saying I'm going to choose right now what matters most? And sometimes it does have to be work, and that's okay. Yeah. But it doesn't always have to be work. And that's where I found my default had been going to, well, I have to get the work done. Mm-hmm. And so I would never step aside. But I run my own business. I work on my own schedule. For goodness sakes, I have the ability and the flexibility to make decisions according to my values. Right. And for me, that means, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take a break right now. We're going to go hop in the pool in the backyard. Let's go swim for half an hour. And then I'll come back and I'll finish some work. So just as a matter of giving yourself permission to drop it and do it. So drop the thing you think you have to get done to go do the thing you really want to do.
Yes, I love that. That is so good. And, you know, I feel like later never... At least here, you know, because that is the default. You're like, oh, no, I'll do that later. And it is so interesting, isn't it? As somebody, and I, you know, I know that term mompreneurs, and you would fall under that category, and so would I, but I know that that's, I feel like harder for women to be able to do that, even though the whole purpose of staying home or working for yourself or all of that, we did that intentionally, right? For the flexibility of it. But rarely we find ourselves bending, and we, you know, we're so rigid sometimes. And just that mindset shift of like, okay, like, wait, I'm the one setting the whatever here. What am I doing? Like, I can do this an hour from now. I can do this when she goes to her girlfriend's house at 5. Maybe I don't want to do it from 5 to 9.
Right.
If she's not going to be here, then I can do it then. And we can do something else right now. And I think sometimes it's just you like, you need that reminder. So I really appreciated that when I heard you say it. And I have to ask you, kind of piggybacking off of that, is there any other kind of like hack that you found for mompreneurs over the summer season that has just, in addition to a drop it and do it, that you feel mm-hmm. like maybe is another something that could be overlooked, or just maybe a more efficient way to do it and still savor the summer?
Yeah, well, a couple. So in my case, I keep my phone notifications turned off. So that when I am with my family, I'm not feeling tempted to check every notification or every email, so that I can just give myself permission to set the phone aside and go spend some time with them. And like I said, one of my parameters is I get up earlier in the summer in order to get work done while the kids are sleeping, because now they're teenagers, they're sleeping in, right? So do you know how many hours I have in the morning to get work done before they're even, you know, conscious?
I could get entire novels written, Amy.
So, you know, some days, honestly, if they don't have someplace to go or things they have to do, it could be 10, 11 o'clock before my 16-year-old is up. Mm-hmm. And do you know how much work I can get done before then? So I do spend time starting work a little earlier, because there's not the craziness of having to, you know, be ready in the morning to get people off to school. Sure. So right now I'm in a great spot where I can get up early, get some work done, and then I can cut off at an earlier hour and then just have some freedom to decide how are we going to spend our day. So those are a couple of things that I do, but I also like, I discovered several years ago that it was a beautiful opportunity to find an activity that where I could not, I had no choice but to be fully present in the activity. And we started going to the city pool, because when I went to the city pool, I couldn't bring my laptop, right? I mean, I could have, but that would have been a really bad idea.
What is that woman doing over there?
Right, exactly. I know, right? And then the laptop gets stolen from the beach chair, and oh my goodness, yeah. Life is terrible. But and so I had no choice but to be in the water with my kids, or sitting on the sideline watching them and just resting and having a period of respite and just being present in the moment. And now we moved to a house a year and a half ago that has a pool in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So I make an effort to say, it's swimming time. Let's go do it, because I'm in the pool. I don't have an opportunity to quick check my email or quick, unless I want to come back in the house dripping, right? So find an activity where for an hour or two or three, you have no choice but to fully embrace and focus on that activity. So that to me has been one of my life-saving hacks through the summertime.
That's a great hack. That is a really good hack. Because, you know, like you said, once you know that you can't do that, then you're locked in. It helps you. And you and I kind of talked about this, and I think it also depends on your personality. I was somebody who always struggled with, when we were kind of in a group, even if there's a lot of other kids around, not that I didn't like connecting with women over the summer and having the kids play with friends. One thing, when you do have four kids, you are less inclined to feel like you need to do that because you have so many of your own. But so that probably didn't help me either.
You have a party built in.
Yeah, we had a built-in party. But I do think that sometimes it was hard for me too, because I would find myself not even paying attention to my children. And so I think it's important to really establish what works for you and what you're locking into and how that really can make the difference of still spending the quality time that you're all craving together. And I love the turning off the notifications. I think that that's always a good reminder all the time. I think sometimes we forget, when we are mompreneurs or working from home or have that flexibility, we know like that was the whole purpose of doing that, right? Is because we can just adjust our schedules to our children. And then we don't do that. We just say, we'll do it later. We'll do it later. And later never comes. And then we, you know, we forget that we can be like, oh, wait, I can actually do this tonight when, you know, my child's at a friend's house, or we can move things around. I know for myself, sometimes I become more rigid in thinking that I forget that I can, more than anything.
Right.
It's just, I need to be reminded, like, you know, you can do that at a different time. It's just, you know,
we work for ourselves. We're not stuck to the corporate 8 to 5 anymore. We don't have to be, you know,
right.
Like I was saying earlier, I could get up at 5 a.m. and get a whole day of work in before my teenagers are awake. So why not? Right. I mean, okay. Do I want to get up at 5 a.m. to work? Not necessarily, but let's say I had to put in 8 hours a day.
Right.
Say I had to do that. I can do that within any part of that 24-hour period. I don't have to go to an office and do it, right? So I just think, as working for ourselves, as mompreneurs, we have so much flexibility that we maybe don't even give ourselves permission to take, because we're still stuck. I see a lot of women, a lot of my clients too, who are stuck on this, that there's a way a workday is supposed to look, but it doesn't have to look that way. Right. I mean, I have a dear friend, we work together quite a bit. She builds a cabana in her backyard every summer, and her kids are out there playing basketball or whatever, and the dogs are running, and she sits in her cabana with her laptop, with her feet up, enjoying the summer, doing her work. Mm-hmm. She's still working, but she shifts her office space to the outside just to enjoy more of the summer and being where her kids are. So why not? It's not even so much when am I going to work and when am I going to focus on the kids, but where am I going to work? You know, I can very easily take my laptop and go sit in the living room while my kids are watching a movie. I'm where they are. I'm with them.
Right.
And that's just such a different feel from mom has left the house to go to work and we're on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to blend the family and the work.
Yeah. I do think you're right. I think we forget, and we need to give ourselves permission to be able to do that. It's like we know it, but we forget how to do it. And it just, like you said, it could be as simple as just taking your laptop and sitting outside while they're jumping in the pool and asking, you know, mom, rate my dive or jump. Yeah. I mean, I had that here. Rate my jump. It's like, how many times can I say 7 or 8? Then you say 10s, and then they're like,
10, 10, 10.
You're not even looking anymore.
That's so true.
trying, but so Becky, before we wrap this conversation up, I need to ask you, seeing that we're doing this Savoring the Summer series, and the reason I wanted to do this is because we do all enter summer in a different season of life and in a different season just in general, like, you know, you still being able to have to work from home and having other commitments and things like that with two teenagers. Although I'm laughing watching, so you're not going to see the video on here, but my dog, when I was asking Becky 3 questions ago, my dog was having out loud dreams in her sleep. And I'm trying to throw things on the floor because that's what you do when you're working from home, and that's just whatever. So if it's not children, it's your animals. And I can see Becky muting herself, yelling at her, I believe her aunt wants her
animals.
Yes,
I am.
Because Becky, I was
away from the window. They're going to start barking. I'm yelling to my daughter, Noelle, come get the dogs.
Yes. When you were answering, and I'm sure it'll show up on this audio. She was having a dream in her, I don't know, she was chasing something. She was saving her summer. I could hear her and I'm throwing like a marker on the floor. And I mean, so, like, that's just what you do. Okay.
That's life.
That's life.
That's mompreneur life.
Mompreneur life.
It is. And you know, I have my own podcast. I can't tell you how many times I've had to ask my editor, can you please mute my dog there? And yeah. Sometimes I just leave it in because this is life. I actually tell my clients, when you have a call with me, you will hear my dogs in the background. Yeah. You just will. This is life. I work from home and I love it. I blend my family and my work.
Yeah. And the thing about it, Becky, which always makes me laugh, it's like that meme and I've seen it 1,000 times. If I want to talk to somebody in the house, nobody has anything to say. But the minute I'm asking for uninterrupted time, everybody's got a question, even the dog. Everybody has something to say. So, yeah. But before we wrap up, because you and I could talk forever on a multitude of topics, what is the one thing that you are planning to savor this season in summer? What's the one thing you're hoping
for? Well, as you know, I'm in a season of counting down, on one hand, the number of summers before my oldest is off to college. Mm-hmm. So I really just want to savor time and take those mental snapshots and remember them. So we are savoring rest. And by that, I mean, like I said earlier, this afternoon is open. What are we going to do with it? Right? So my older daughter is in a competitive marching band, and it's a big part of her her summer. And so as a family, we go to her parades and we cheer her on. And I'm just taking the mental snapshots, the mental video reels, right? And the real actual physical ones on my phone as well. But just trying to be in the moment and embracing the fact that my kids are growing up. And I get a front row seat to seeing who God is developing them into, right? Who is he creating them to become? And so I'm just trying to savor these moments where we can support what they're doing, who they're becoming, and a lot of coffee shop trips. A lot of mom, can we go to Starbucks? Sure. Mm-hmm. I think my answer to that will always be, yes, let's go. Because there's going to come a day in just a few years when I'm going to look back and say, I wish I had said yes more than I had said no.
Yeah.
So that's where I go back to drop it and do it. It's actually a habit that enables me to savor that time with my kids and just enjoying them and watching who they are instead of conducting their activities, or, you know, they're older now. They don't need me to do that. Right. So instead of being the mom who is correcting them or guiding them or telling them what to do or not do, I just want to figure out, who are you? Who did God make you? What do you have to say? And stop and listen. That's what I'm trying to savor this summer.
I think that that's a great thing to savor. And one thing that I do love that you said, I know that as parents, not just moms, dads too, we do a lot of the physical, taking the pictures. But I do think there is something to be said about taking the mental pictures and really being present and taking that in. Sometimes we can get so focused on the physical, like, oh, just I need to catch this, that we're not actually in the moment and really processing it and really catching it. And so I love that you kind of said that, because there is a difference. I think a lot of times we're just more prone naturally to want to make sure we're capturing it. But are we really capturing it? And so paying attention to that and being intentional about it, I think, is a wonderful thing to savor.
So true. I think some of my best memories are the ones where I left my phone in my purse.
Absolutely. Well, friend, I could talk to you forever. Like I said, thank you so much for your insight and wisdom and just having this fun conversation. I think it's always important to lift other women up, let them know they're not alone. And so I appreciate everything that you shared today about mompreneur life and savoring summer and how it's possible to be both.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and for doing this series this summer. I think it's so important. It's so important. And as you know, I live in Wisconsin, so we savor the summer just because we're not freezing our tushies up. So
New York
summer
too.
Is to be savored.
Yes. New York too. We have to take in every single day, every hour. So yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.